The first time I was really exposed to meditation was when I was 29 years old. And I hated it. I hated meditation, not because I didn't think it was a good thing, but just because I felt like I couldn't sit still. I felt like I had a million thoughts on my mind. I felt uncomfortable. I didn't really like sitting in cross-legged position. Sometimes I was tired. Sometimes I was just fidgety. I just didn't like it. And for me at the time, that was the only mindful practice that I knew.
Do you consider yourself a high achiever? Smart, driven, highly successful? I am so excited to have you. My name is Julia Arndt and I'm the host of the Stress Podcast. I will help you develop your stress resilience the same way you've developed your workplace superpowers. Learn peak performance tools to thrive at work and in your personal life. Let's get started.
And welcome back to Stressed, the podcast to develop your next workplace superpower. My name is Julia Arndt, and I am so excited that you have taken the time today to spend some time with me. Thank you so much already for being here and for your excitement and curiosity about the topic. How can I be more mindful? How can you start to build more mindfulness practices? Those are all of the things that I want to chat with you about today. And before we jump in, just a quick update from my side. I've been really, really busy this week preparing for an executive keynote presentation in Sonoma in the wine country here in California. And it's been such a wonderful experience already. I'm going there tonight and I'm speaking to the executive team tomorrow. And I'm really excited to spend some time talking with executives about how to build effective and high-performing teams. And you bet, I'm of course going to talk about the nervous system, how to regulate the nervous system, psychological safety, stress management, and all of those things and how they are all interconnected and why effective teams start with the individual. So that's what I'm up to this week. And if you are curious to learn more about that in particular, maybe you're working for a company, maybe you're leading a team and you think, this is something that my team could really need as well, because maybe you don't see really strong team collaboration and communication at the moment. Maybe you don't see really strong leadership skills at the moment. You don't really see the type of behaviors that you would like to see in your organization. So if that is the case, I would love to chat with you and talk with you about what I'm working on and how I can potentially help you. So don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. The email is in the show notes below. And if you want to start investing in yourself individually, there is a really great community that I've been building over the last 17 weeks. Next week is going to be our 18th week of meeting with my community, my Plan Your Week with Julia community members. And this is a free meeting, free Zoom call every Monday at 8 a.m. PST, where I'm teaching you a new time management habit. Because time management is really where it all starts, right? When I'm talking even about mindfulness today, when I'm talking with you about all of the different practices and tools that you can start integrating in your life, it all starts with, yes, having even time for that, right? Because you might be listening right now and you might feel like, well, this is all great and nice, but I feel like I don't even have the time to invest in that in the first place. If that is you, then come and join us. You find the link to register in the show notes below as well. And you can just join us. It's a free meeting. It's a community of, I think, growing. We are like growing pretty rapidly. I think we're like 85 people now. And you can meet me there. You can ask me any questions. And it is your kind of time of commitment and accountability to yourself. And then, of course, to me and the community, that you are really starting to invest in yourself and that you're starting to build that powerful habit. So without further ado, I would say let's jump into today's podcast episode and chat about how to be more mindful.
Hey
Hello and welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here with me today. I'm so excited that you're listening, that you are maybe watching this video on YouTube, and that you're really curious about how can I be more mindful? What can I do? Mindfulness is something that's been a really major topic in my life, and that's been something that I've been building over the last couple of years. Some of you might know, and maybe you know, that I have actually a 400-hour yoga teacher training certification. And so I would say the first time I was really exposed to meditation was when I was 29 years old, 8 years ago. And I hated it. I hated meditation, not because I didn't think it was a good thing, but just because I felt like I couldn't sit still. I felt like I had a million thoughts on my mind. I felt uncomfortable. I didn't really like sitting in cross-legged position. Sometimes I was tired. Sometimes I was just fidgety. I just didn't like it. And for me at the time, that was the only mindful practice that I knew that I could do in order to feel maybe more relaxed and more in a zen state, right? And so it was really funny, right? Because I was doing this yoga teacher training certification, and that was the thing that I did not find peace with. And they say that the people that need meditation the most probably react like that, the way I just described it to you, the strongest, and it's absolutely true. But over the last 8 years, I have found my peace with meditation. I have tried all different kinds of things. I've tried to meditate on my own. I've tried to listen to recorded meditations. I've tried yoga nidra, which is one type of meditation, which is, by the way, my favorite type of meditation today. And yeah, and I've honestly gone in and out of practicing meditation. Sometimes when I felt really stressed, when I dealt with a lot of emotions, I actually turned towards meditation because it helped me to calm my mind and to fall asleep, honestly, sometimes as well. And then there were times in my life where I just didn't do it for 3 to 6 to 9 months at a time, right? So I kind of felt like I was trying it out, and then I just let it be for a while, and then I went back and I tried it again. And I think this is really as well the way to do it. I think it is all about experimenting, trial and error. We talk about it all the time on this podcast, but it is really because it is so important for me that you find something that really works for you. It can work so well for me, and it can still not work great for you. And that's totally okay. There's actually research that shows that when you are meditating and you don't enjoy it, it creates more stress and a negative impact on you than actually a positive impact. So if you don't enjoy meditation, don't force it. Try other things. You could try breathing techniques. You could try yoga and all of the other things that we're, of course, talking about today to build a mindfulness practice. But I already mentioned it, and of course, it is one of the tools to be mindful. It is meditation. Meditation is the first thing that comes to mind when we talk about mindfulness practices, and it is a powerful practice. Meditation, I told you, there are so many different apps now on the market. There is Insight Timer, which is actually my favorite. Headspace, I've done that for a while working at Google, which was a great way to get into meditation because they explain it so well, and it's more like listening to a little story than really getting into meditation, which was really nice. So they have some really cool courses. And then, of course, BrainTap. BrainTap is something very special because it actually talks to your left and right part of your brain in order to really bring you into this centered state with brain frequencies. Super, super interesting. I've actually interviewed the founder of BrainTap 3 times on the Stressed podcast up until this point. It's been 4.5 years. And Dr. Patrick Porter is an incredible human being. And they also partnered with me on my Peak Performance Method program, my 10-week program that does include BrainTap recordings in order to bring new habits and patterns, not just in your conscious, but also into your subconscious. So BrainTap, definitely one of my favorites. There is, I believe, a link in the show notes as well to get 10 or 15 days of free trial with BrainTap. If you're curious to check it out, make sure to do so. I'll make sure that it is in the show notes, in fact. And I did also already mention, and I do want to talk about it again for a moment, that yoga nidra is actually my favorite way to meditate. Yoga nidra is a sleep meditation, and I listen to it very often when I try to go to sleep, but I can't really fall asleep because I have too many things on my mind, or when I need a brain break during the day. This has been something that I've actually been needing a lot over the last couple of weeks, the two to last 3 weeks in particular. And it's been a powerful tool that I have access to now, where I actually can read and tell by just how I'm feeling, how brain dead, honestly, I'm feeling in the middle of the day, that I need a brain break. And then I listen to Yoga Nidra or I listen to BrainTap, because BrainTap was specifically designed to give your brain a break. And what it does is it is a recorded audio that you're listening to, and it really helps your brain to get into this calm, relaxed state. I have moments where I actually kind of even zone out, so I fall kind of asleep for a little bit of time, but I assure you, I've never overslept. So I always wake up by the end of the meditation. It's really interesting how that really talks to your brain and how your brain gets back into this awakened state as well at the end of it. So Insight Timer is a cool app that you can use for that as well. That's something that I've been using too. But yeah, like I said, so many different ways and so many different tools. And at the end of the day, it's all about you finding what works for you. So test it out. But meditation, of course, is the first big way of how to be more mindful. The second thing, the second practice, the second tool that I have for you, that you also know that I love it and that I talk about all the time, is mindful journaling. Journaling, honestly, has been one of the most powerful practices for me over the course of the last 8 years, where I really delve into this personal development journey. And I think there are different ways, again, that you can do. There are, of course, journals and planners, like the Peak Performance Planner, my own planner that I've created for you with journaling prompts to help you create more self-awareness and also to help you build a time management and prioritization practice. And then there's, of course, just beautiful blank journals that you can write in. I honestly love both. I love to write just free flow my thoughts, especially in the morning, especially when I feel like I have a lot of things on my mind. I really love to do that. And I just literally write down what comes to my mind and what is on my mind. Sometimes it's to-do list. Sometimes it's maybe a conflict with somebody or something that's frustrating me or something that makes me feel a certain way. And then sometimes I use the planner in order to plan my week, in order to build awareness. And it's the most powerful and cool tool. So I hope that you will try out journaling, because it's a game changer. And I have actually different self-reflective prompts as part of the 10-week peak performance program. And I often have these conversations with clients that dive into the program that say, I don't really like this. I don't really like journaling. I've never really warmed up to it. And I always tell them, try it just for a week or two. And it's just 5 minutes a day. Those questions can be answered so, so quickly. So just see what it does for you and what kind of great awareness you can build with it. And honestly, no joke, people come back to me so often and they say, wow, this was the most powerful thing that I actually did as part of the program, because it helped me build so much self-awareness. It showed me a lot of the blind spots that I wasn't aware that I had. And that's really what journaling does. It actually helps you to build awareness, especially when you're using journaling prompts. So journaling is one mindful practice that I hope that you will test out. Because I am so, so into journaling, I also record a lot of YouTube videos on journaling with different journaling prompts. I have so many different videos on my YouTube channel about that. So if you want to get started, if you want to have some prompts, if you want to create that space and that intention, I would love to see you on the YouTube channel as well. Now then, what is another thing that you can do? There are other practices that evolve and involve mindfulness. And that also brings me to the fact that, well, let's talk a minute about what actually is mindfulness and what does it mean to be mindful. And for me, mindfulness means that you are mindful with what you do in the moment and you really fully try to disconnect from the things that occupy and stress your mind. So here's another practice, yoga. I do love yoga and I've been loving yoga since I got into it at the age of 29, 30. And on Monday, for example, as I was preparing for this huge important keynote, I felt absolutely brain dead at the end of the day. I had already done my yoga nidra meditation during the lunch break, but it still didn't really help me. I felt absolutely mentally exhausted on Monday and I knew I had to get into my body. So I went to a hot yoga class here in Tahoe and that was something that I really mindfully chose to do because I knew I needed to move my body and I knew that I needed someone to distract me from my thoughts. So I went to an instructor-led yoga class so I can really focus and I have to really focus on what the teacher is saying and not just get into my head, right? Because I could have also gone for a run or I could have gone for a bike ride, but I knew I would still sit with my thoughts and my brain would still try to sort and analyze and work on all of the things that I want to put into the keynote. So I went to this yoga class and I felt like a different person only 60 minutes later. So I love that. I love to really fully disconnect and I love to see the power of what it does when you actually do that. So yoga is the third practice. So we already talked about meditation. We talked about journaling. We talked about yoga. And then at the end of the day, and the last few practices that I want to kind of bundle up and mention to you today is that you can actually do anything mindfully. You can practice mindfulness every day in your life. When you're walking to work, when you're going to the grocery store, when you're washing the dishes, when you're taking a shower, when you go for a walk, when you breathe. There's also practices like Tai Chi, but you can do anything and everything in your life mindfully. That means that you're really connecting with how your body feels, how you breathe, what is actually on your mind, and to be more in that meditative state of observing your thoughts versus analyzing your thoughts. It's such a cool thing. And it really helps you to regulate your nervous system. It helps to regulate your nervous system and it helps to bring your nervous system back into a safe state. And you want to operate out of that state. You want to operate from a place of safety, because then your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain that is actually responsible for thinking and creativity and analysis and decision making and controlling emotions, will be at its top game. Mindfulness, so cognitive training, mindfulness practices are all good for exactly that reason. And I really hope that you will give it a try. Whatever I shared with you today that made you curious, where you felt like, I haven't thought about it that way. Maybe I try that again, or maybe I will try it for the first time. Do that, because this is the cool thing when you're learning all of these different stress management techniques and tools and how to regulate your nervous system. It's all about creating your own toolbox and test out the things that resonate the most with you personally. All right, my friend, that's all I wanted to share with you today. I have another busy rest of the week ahead of me, but I wanted to at least take those 20 minutes and mindfully record this podcast for you, which I love so much. So I'm sending you lots of hugs and I hope that you are well. I hope that you take good care of yourself. And I honestly can't wait to hear you again in the next podcast episode. If you are enjoying these podcast episodes, I would also equally really appreciate it if you leave me a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. I recently had a listener reach out and ask, how can I do that? And I tried to send a link and it wasn't possible. So here's how you can do that. When you are in the app, either on your phone or on iTunes on your computer, you can leave a review there. And I would love to hear from you that way. I would love it to read what is on your mind and how you are enjoying these podcast episodes, and maybe even what kind of topics you want me to dive deeper into in the future. And finally, if you feel like this podcast episode was really helpful to you and you think of someone now that could really benefit from the information that I shared with you today, because maybe that person needs a little bit more mindfulness in their life. They might need more nervous system regulation and stress management in their life. Then share this podcast episode with them. I really appreciate if you do that. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here. I almost want to say namaste. But thank you, really. I'm really glad and grateful for you here every single week. So take good care of yourself, and I talk to you really soon.